No. That's not it either. God. This place is a fucking junkyard. At best. I mean, look at it. How am I ever gonna find something valuable in these ruins? How am I ever gonna find something valuable in places like this? Nope. This ain't worth shit either. Huh? What's this? Is that a cryopod? It looks ancient, but who knows? Maybe it still works. In any case, it's worth more than anything else in this rundown shithole. Jesus! Ugh! Is that a body? Oh, you better still be alive, boy. I'm not dragging your corpse out of this thing. I don't care how much this thing is worth, that is not happening. Okay, let me open this bad boy up. Hello, is someone home? Alright, enough toying around. Time to get serious. Let me check your pulse, cute boy. So you are alive. Good for you. Come on. Wake up already. There we go. That's it. Now, let's get you out of here. Don't worry, I got you. And heave. Alright. No, it's okay. I'm just gonna wrap my arm around you like this. And you can put your arm around my shoulder like this. And now we'll just walk right over there. Yeah. That's my ship. Right over there. No worries. And here we are. That wasn't so bad, was it? No. Don't lay down. Not yet, at least. I know you want to, and I get it. But I need to run some checks on you first. It'll be quick. Don't worry. Just step inside this medical scanner right here. You can hold on to the handle if you're having trouble standing up straight. Alright, I'll be back in a second. Test is starting in 3, 2, 1, now. You're in pretty good shape, actually. The usual nausea and weakness, but apart from that, nothing unusual. You're such an old cryopod. Not bad. You're a lucky guy. What did you say? Yeah, it's quite old. Super old, actually. Come to think of it. It might even be pre-war era. Which war? I mean, don't you remember? Anything? That's weird. I mean, of course you're a bit disorientated, but it doesn't say anything about memory loss in here. Whatever. I guess it'll come with time. Ah, you want to know what happened? Apocalypse happened, I guess. No, but long story short, a virus happened. And that virus led to war, and that war led to, well, this. A world, a galaxy, gone to shit. No rules, no laws, just everybody trying to get by. Survival of the fittest. You really don't remember any of this? Nothing? Not even a tiny fraction? Hold on. Could it be that... Nah, that's not possible. There's no way. Nothing. I just need to run another test. Interesting. Anyway, there's nothing to worry about. I just had a suspicion, but it turns out I was wrong. You're fit and healthy. In a couple of days, you should be good to go. Let me just accompany you to the bed, so you can lie down. There we are. Now you can relax. You can even sleep if you want. If it's fine with you, I'd like to give you an injection before I finally leave you be. It's just so that you can get back on your feet a bit quicker. And there's really no need to worry about side effects. My AI composed this one just for you, based off the tests we did earlier. Okay, I'm just going to need your arm. And there we go. All done, sweetie. Oh, how are you feeling? Tired? Weak? Helpless? Oh, don't worry, I got you. Just give me a hand so I can secure them. My ship's not the youngest, so there could be some turbulence. And your feet as well. There we go. And now, it's time to come clean. Let me start off by saying sorry. Sorry for what's about to come. Oh, I haven't even introduced myself, have I? How rude of me. I'm sorry. I am Critter, and I'm a scavenger, as you might have already guessed. I spend my days in areas like this and see what I can find. That's how I make my living. And today, I hit the jackpot. I found the most valuable thing there is. No, it's not the cryopod, as you might have guessed. It's you. You're the treasure. You are my treasure. Oh, don't get your hopes up, though. This isn't some weird romantic love confession. Oh, no. I don't care about you, specifically. I care about that thing in your pants. Or to be even more specific, about your sperm. You see, the virus that I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, one of its side effects was sterilization, specifically of human males. A young, virile, fertile man. That's what I found. The rarest fucking thing in the universe. So, let's see what we have here. I'm just gonna cut through your boxes. You won't need them from here on out. For the rest of your life, probably. Oh, don't struggle now. It's too late. You can't do anything. Besides, there's no need to fight it. Ah, what better thing is there than coming in countless women's pussies for the rest of your life? Because that's what you're gonna be doing. But, and keep this in mind, I own you from here on out. If you behave well, if you're a good boy for me, I could send you to booked orders alone. You could be a high-class prostitute, a male escort with the extra service of breeding. They might even pay you to be rough with them. And even if they don't, you could talk them into it. Make it a condition for your services. After all, you're the only one that can give them a baby. The only one that can keep their bloodline alive. Royals, monarchs, the higher-ups, they would book you. Book you to breed a princess. Pay you to use her gorgeous, innocent body and make sure you come inside as often as is necessary until she finally gets pregnant. Or, if I can't trust you to come back, I could tie you up just like this and let people pay an entrance fee. And then they would come, fuck you, use and abuse your body until you shoot your load in their tight cunt. And then I'd be sitting outside, ring a bell and say, "Next, please." All day and all night, like that. Or, if you behave badly, if you struggle a lot, or even try to escape, I could simply milk the cum out of you. Worst case scenario, I could simply hook you up to a machine and let it work 24/7. you see, it's all your choice. Your choice and yours alone. Aw, look at you. That turned you on, didn't it? Fucking pervert. I mean, just look at your cock. It's rock fucking hard already, and I haven't even touched it. Yeah? You like it when I talk like that? Oh, I bet you do. Now, let me put my mouth on that dick. Oh, let me taste it. Oh, you can scream all you want, honey. No one is going to hear you. I mean, where even are we? And what on earth is that thing I pulled you out of? Maybe a plane that crashed? God knows. Seriously. Anyway, no one is coming to save you, honey. And even if they tried. So. Just let it happen. You can't change what you can't control. So perhaps see the bright side of it. And have some fun. Oh. Oh, I don't want to be rough on you. So I'm going to make this as fun as possible for both of us. Oh, besides, pleasure on both parts is said to increase the chance of pregnancy. I mean, I still gotta make sure you're healthy. If I do want to profit from you in the long term, and I will, trust me. Oh, so you're not in danger. Not yet, at least. Okay, enough talk. Let's give those balls some attention, shall we? We better make sure you build up a nice big load for me, right? Oh, and while we're at it, don't you dare come early. Under any circumstances, got it? You're gonna come inside my pussy. Is that understood? Good. And now it's about time you return the favor. Let me get undressed real quick. And like what you see? Oh, how cute. So, I'm just gonna get on top of you. Oh, and sit on your face. Just, like that. Go ahead. I'm waiting. Yes. There we go. That's it. Do you like it? What a shame. I can't hear you. but I don't want to hear you. That's the point. Now get to work. Yeah, good boy. Now, what if I bend over? Just like this. And gave your cock a couple of strokes. and perhaps, lick the top of your dick. Just like this. Oh, and then start to take your cock in my mouth. Oh, deeper and deeper. All the way to the bottom. Okay, enough. I think it's time. I'm ready for your cock. Besides, I'm not quite sure for how long you could last if I were to keep this up. Better safe than sorry, you know. Ah, all right. You ready? Oh, you know what? Don't even bother answering. I don't care. So, here we go. Oh, fuck. What I fucking needed. You know what? New rule for you. You only get to come. If I'm coming as well. God. I love seeing you like this. All tied up and helpless. Having to put up with whatever I decide to do to you. I didn't even know how badly I needed this. I didn't even know I needed this at all. Fuck. Tying up a young, strong, muscular man like yourself. And just using you. Watching you crumble and whimper as you try desperately not to come too soon. You know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna put these panties in your mouth. Not because I need to. But because I like seeing you this way. God, this is hot. You completely at my mercy. Be honest. You're enjoying this, aren't you? Your body certainly says so. You can't really deny it at this point. Look at these tits. Bouncing up and down, right in front of your face. I'd ask you to touch him, but you can't. Oh, poor baby. Okay. Enough teasing. Oh, I'm getting closer now. Oh, so get ready, big boy. Get ready to shoot your load inside of my tired fucking cunt. And impregnate me. God. I'm coming. Let it go now. You can fucking come now. Just let it out. Let it all out. Yeah. Just like this. That's it. That's it. Give it to me. Just give it to me. God, it's so much. Holy shit. Fuck. Now, I'm gonna go freshen up a bit. And then I'm gonna get dressed again. And then I'm gonna take you home. Oh, and you. You, my treasure. You just stay like that for now. Oh, bye. Have a safe flight.